Joan Walker did the very first diabetes survey in the UK, which she did in the middle 1950s in Ibstock, just outside Leicester, where with the help of the local GPs, she surveyed the population for undiagnosed diabetes. She, of course, was a sort of great founder member of what came to be the medical and scientific section of the British Diabetic Association. And that's the origins of that really are quite interesting, because during the 1950s, it became clear that there was a lot of research that could be done particularly into the complications of diabetes, certainly needed doing, into the complications of diabetes. And a number of my colleagues felt uncomfortable talking about these in front of patients. The scientific meeting of the Diabetic Association at that time was the annual Banting Memorial Meeting. And every member of the association, be they medically qualified or not, or a person with diabetes, had the right to attend that meeting. And I addressed that meeting myself. In 1956, I remember, I gave a paper on the inheritance of diabetes with a certain number of lay people in the audience. And quite a number of the clinicians really felt rather worried about talking about this awful emerging problem of retinopathy and heart disease and so on. So in 1960, a group got together, mainly, I think, spurred by Professor Philip Randall, whose recent death we're very sad about, to form a medical and scientific section, which was limited to healthcare professionals, where in a sort of uninhibited way we thought we could talk more readily about some of the more dreadful things that happen in diabetes. And you can see the arguments. But at any rate, that became a very vigorous limb of the British Diabetic Association, and still exists. It doesn't meet now twice a year as it used to, only once a year. And there is one lecture, the Banting Memorial Lecture, of the medical and scientific section, to which, by tradition, all members of the association are entitled to attend if they wish, so that the tradition is carried forward. But the medical and scientific section, of course, was the great rostrum from which one gave one's recent research results and so on. And a great deal of important work was first displayed to the public, to the medical public, in front of the medical and scientific section.